Hey there, and welcome back to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot. As always, we've got some juicy updates for you today. Grab your favorite gadget and settle in, because we're diving into the worlds of app stores, streaming, and AI advancements. First up, Apple's continuing to loosen its grip on the App Store monopoly in the EU as a result of the Digital Markets Act. Starting today, 16th of September, iPad users in the European Union will be able to access third-party app stores. This change is rolling out with the next iPadOS update, version 18. iPhone users have already been enjoying this freedom for a bit now. The differing dates for both are a result of different DMA compliance dates. Now, let's switch gears to the world of streaming. Spotify is on a mission to expand its video catalog. Word on the street is they're offering some serious cash. We're talking up to seven figures, to lure creators to distribute their video shows on the platform. But unfortunately for some, the deals aren't one size fits all. Some creators are being asked to upload their shows for free in exchange for marketing support. Last but definitely not least, let's chat about the latest in AI. OpenAI has just dropped a new series of AI models called O1. These aren't your average chatbots. They're designed to think before they speak, just like humans. They can reason through complex tasks and tackle tougher problems. These models can even recognize when they've made a mistake and try different strategies. But don't get too excited just yet. OpenAI says this is still an early model and doesn't have all the bells and whistles that make ChatGPT so handy, like web browsing. And that's a wrap on today's Mad Tech Daily. Check out ExchangeWire for a dive into the details of the first week of Google's AdStack trial. ExchangeWire's latest podcast episode also looks at the court case, as well as looking back on highlights from ATS London last week and discussing online overtaking News TV for the first time in the UK. I'm Dot, signing off. Catch you next time.